Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
Hey, this is Joe Pantozzi with Alpha Omega Wealth, and this is part of your podcast, Make Your Money Work. And this is going to be a little bit different commentary this morning. This is not really a mercenary money-making commercial. This is an appeal to people who are making just average money, or maybe even less than average money. And the reason I'm writing and speaking is I read an article this morning in a newspaper from another city, and it really tugged at my heartstrings because a young man was coming home from his night shift at Walmart. This is a true story. It just happened in the last 24 hours. He was coming home from his night shift at Walmart, and he phoned his spouse, as he did every single night, to say, "I'm coming home." And they chatted a little bit. They said, "I love you." And then he would get home and they would get ready for their day, sending the kids to school, doing all the things that parents do. But his life was cut short because he was killed while crossing the street and he was hit by a car. I don't know whether the car was driven by an impaired individual. All indications are that he was not impaired. It's just one of those things where people don't pay attention. Maybe they drive too fast. Maybe they're distracted by too many cars on the road. Maybe they're distracted by glaring lights. Maybe they try to run the amber light. I don't know. But the point is, he left his wife and three minor children. And I really don't know whether he had life insurance. I don't know what his spiritual state was. I don't know what his social status was. He just seems like he was just a modest, humble individual working for a living and trying to do the best for his family. And just looking at this from a purely financial standpoint, which you know is very narrow, I just wonder if his family would not be better off, at least financially, at least taken care of for a short time, if he had bought the most minimal life insurance policy of maybe a $50,000 or $100,000 term policy, which might cost him $15 a month. I don't know any of the details of his family. I don't know his health status. I don't know anything except that his wife has now set up a GoFundMe page. And every time I see someone making a request on a GoFundMe page, what people are doing is they're asking an anonymous group of people out in the world to help them with needs that perhaps might have been anticipated by the existence of that small little life insurance policy. Would $100,000 change her life? No. But it would give her some breathing room. It would help her cover her bills for the next few months, maybe even the next couple of years, while she figured things out. And so I realize that there are many people in this country, millions of people, who are below the poverty level, which might have been the case here, but they can still qualify for a small policy. They can probably still afford a small policy if they could just be shown the virtue and the wisdom of such a policy. And I would just like to make an appeal to you. This is not for me to make a killing. It costs more for us to write a $20 a month life insurance policy. It costs more in overhead expense than we actually make in revenue. And that's an absolutely truthful statement. So please consider a message from my heart. And if we can help you or friends that you know who may be in this condition, let us know.
This is the podcastfactory.com.